How the hell do you replace Nick fucking Blackthorne? The surly question dragged Noah Holden's contemplative gaze from the nearby waitress in snug black hot pants holding his attention. He blinked, turning to face the man slouched in the chair opposite him, sitting here with the four remaining members of what was once the hottest rock band in the world. Noah let his confusion show. Why are we talking about Nick? Samuel, the lead guitarist, scowled. You're too busy checking out the broad and the tight duds to follow the conversation, Holden. Levi's writing the score for the sequel to Dead Even, and the director is on the lookout for something different for the closing credit soundtrack. Jack suggested we get the band back together for it and maybe record an album as well, just for shits and giggles. Samuel tossed the two men sitting either side of Noah an exasperated glare. And I just pointed out finding someone to replace Nick was fucking impossible.
Not impossible.
The man to Noah's left, Jackson Campbell, leant forward with a grin, snaring Samuel's beer from in front of the guitarist and taking a swig, letting out a satisfied, ah. He wiped away the thin line of foam on his top lip and turned to Noah.
Just bloody tricky is all.
Noah snorted. Jax revelled in taunting Samuel. The keyboardist thrived in seeing just how far he could push the man before Samuel lost it. It made for a turbulent relationship, but holy hell, it also made for an amazing dynamic on stage and in the recording studio. The two men loved each other like brothers and antagonised each other the same way. Plucking Samuel's beer from Jax's grip, Noah returned the sweating bottle to its rightful owner and tossed the man on his right a curious look. So, you thinking we can do this, Levi? Find someone to sing lead and hit the studio? Levi Levenstan's broad shoulders rose and fell.
Why not? We've spent the last 6 years fucking about, and none of us are truly happy. And I know the director is keen for us to record the track. If we can find someone to replace Nick, that is.
He shrugged again.
It worked for Alice in Chains and Genesis.
Genesis? Noah shook his head. If we're using Genesis as an example, I should become lead singer.
And we all know I can't sing lead for shit. Backup vocals, sure. The odd solo line when Nick worked the stage. But lead? Nah. Not if we want to keep our dignity intact.
Levi rolled his eyes and shoved a hank of dirty blonde hair from his eyes.
I'm not saying you should sing, Holden. I'm saying we should go looking for new talent, inject something different into the band. Surely you've had enough interaction with the music world to know what's out there.
He tossed a peanut at Samuel.
You've been touring with the boss this last year? You must have scoped out his talent. What are his backup singers like?
All girls, Samuel answered. He threw the peanut back at Levi. It stuck in the bass player's hair, dangling by his temple like an oversized bead for a brief moment before Levi snared it in his long-fingered hand.
Besides, what are we going to call ourselves? We can't be Blackthorn without a Blackthorn in the band, can we?
And we've only ever performed under that name. Jax waved a hand.
Semantics.
Samuel cocked an eyebrow.
You want to call us semantics? Really?
Levi threw the peanut back at him.
Fucker.
Samuel grinned, his blue eyes dancing with sardonic mirth.
I'm only repeating what Jax over there is suggesting.
Noah chuckled. A wave of warmth swelled through him. It had been a long time since the band was all together in one place, and he'd missed the sense of familiar mateship. They'd gone their separate ways the night of Nick's swan song performance in Sydney over 6 years ago, only coming together as a group again for his wedding a year after that. Samuel had toured with various solo performers, filling in whenever a guitarist who knew how to ring out a note was needed. Jackson had written a tell-all biography that had stayed on the New York Times bestseller list for 3 years and ended the persistent rumours about his sexuality once and for all. Levi had become Hollywood's latest musical darling, writing more than one award-winning soundtrack for equally award-winning films that somehow always involved an extreme level of angst and violence.